This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly the most important information I've ever covered on air. Now, if you go back 20 years ago, I might have said that once a year because things just got more serious. Now you've heard me maybe say it once a month. This is hands down the most incredible hiding in plain view information that I have ever seen or ever read, and I have been having nothing but nonstop chills since it was sent to me this morning. My hair is standing up on end right now. You ever heard the saying that you can be too close to a problem or know too much, and then sometimes a layperson walks in and finds the problem right away? I am a leading expert on continuity of government, martial law, police state. Everybody knows that. Because the Clintons, we found out, were looking at trying to pull it off. A hot martial law. Then Obama, it came out in documents, wanted a civil emergency and wanted to cause race riots. Wanted to trigger a thing called Strong Cities Initiative under Loretta Lynch to bring U.N. troops into the U.S. and put our police departments under the U.N. So we were aware that was on drawing books going back to the days of the Weathermen in the 70s. They had FBI investigations that were criminal trials where that came out. But that's one thing to have a bunch of PhD communists want to have martial law and put 50 million Americans in re-education camps. It's something entirely different when it's the Democratic Party in control of FEMA trying to set it up. Now, let's say this. I thought I was an expert on it. Hindsight becomes 20/20, and I later learned that Rex 84 was an emergency counter to the Democrats planning a Weather Underground Part 2 collapse of the border and collapse of Latin America in a communist takeover designed to starve Latin America so it would collapse into the U.S. You're now seeing that happen. And so the left always demonized Reagan for a martial law plan. It was a plan to stabilize the country during an internationally triggered crisis by the UN to bring down the United States. Now, they couldn't pull it off then. They're trying now. Now, let me just stop right there. Mike Adams is an engineer, businessman, one of the smartest people I know. He told me a few days ago, he said, Trump needs to declare martial law and use the military. And he laid out his argument, and I said, well, that's accurate. But, you know, when we say that, they're going to say we're the fascists. But I said, Mike, we're already under a civil emergency. We're already under a government soft coup. Even Senator Graham's calling it that now. And so we need to explain that only a civil emergency can get rid of the last civil emergency. Because Obama's operating under that. He said, it's funny you say that, Alex, because that's exactly what this hour and 15-minute report I just finished shooting is. And that's the exact report I'm going to be writing that'll be out this weekend. So you have to understand, everything Mike says is 100% dead on. Everything I'm saying is 100% dead on because we both researched it from different ends. He's saying martial law is needed. We're already under martial law, and I'm going to prove it. And Trump doesn't understand this because they've kept him in the dark. Rosenstein signed orders when he got in, tricked Trump to sign it, to change the order of succession in the Justice Department. It all ties into this. And then I've got Atlantic Monthly, the New York Times, the New York Post, the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, Public Affairs. All the elite publications are saying it. But then I went back and read this morning when I read his article, I went back and read two executive orders from Obama before he left. He continued the emergency and is operating with a total stay-behind network, and the U.S. is under martial law controlled by the Democrats right now. That's why they're so belligerent.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It is the 23rd day of September 2018 on this Sunday Global Transmission. We are live broadcasting worldwide. I'm about to break down the most critical information to the future of this country and the world that you have ever heard 100%. If you want to know why we're banned, if you want to know why we're demonized by every major news channel every day with incredible lies, it's because they fear the fact that we understand what the deep state and the globalists are doing in this country. Remember, just a few years ago, deep state didn't exist. I introduced the term deep state 20 years ago. I learned 30 years ago reading government manuals about the shadow government and continuity of government. But deep state is a term that I first brought into use. Not bragging. I'm just telling you why they hate my guts. Ladies and gentlemen, when I began to read this in the last few days, and I went back and read the executive orders, and I went back and read what the executive orders Obama put in place in December of 2016, right before he left office, and I read the entire executive orders again, and then when I read Mike Adams' report this morning, that's on Infowars.com, I could not even breathe, basically. Let me just put the big issue out there up front. The United States is under martial law. The United States is under a civil emergency under continuity of government and a string of executive orders signed going back to the time of John F. Kennedy and reissued by Obama. And if Trump learns about this, just like we've educated him about Google and the censorship and Facebook and the rest of it, and now his executive orders are set to come out next week. The draft of the executive orders are now on Infowars.com. If Trump learns about this, it's game over. You know, we've hammered that there is a soft coup by the bureaucracy and what I call stay-behind networks. That's what the CIA would call it when the Soviet Union started taking over Eastern and Southern Europe. They would put groups in the government and in corporations to stay behind to basically try to resist. And that's what they call it themselves in Atlantic Monthly, in the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, and other publications. So I've been stating what's going on, but it wasn't till Mike Adams called me 2 days ago, great researcher, engineer, businessman, and said that he'd been doing deep research on it, that it all clicked when he said this. The final piece. This is so important, I'm shaking. And I never shake. My hands are shaking. We are under martial law, a form of it. They admit it. And when you hear Phil Mudd on TV and Mueller and Comey and saying, we need a civil emergency, we need 25th Amendment to take Trump out. Remember, I was saying that a year and a half ago. Because it was in their elite publications. This is 100% fact. This is not my opinion. I want to keep putting that out there for you to be clear. But the final piece was Mike Adams saying, Alex, Trump must declare martial law and a civil emergency because every president since Kennedy and LBJ has declared an emergency every year to be able to have the COG funding and things like the Manhattan Project that had come before operate in secret. And that's a fact. And so Trump in 20 months has never declared the emergency that then overrides the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and that's how the deep state since the days of the National Security Act has been operating in 1947, but officially put it into function in 1963. We're going to go through the executive orders coming up, the proof, and the statements and all of it. And I said, wait, I understand what you're saying. We're already under a civil emergency under COG, a form of martial law. And I began to rattle off executive orders. He goes, exactly. And only a new executive order from the president declaring the emergency of the deep state, finally a real emergency, and publicly admit what it is, will then override all of them. So they've got a COG in law in the deep state operating, and that's why they're all over the news saying, we're the resistance, sabotage the economy, sabotage the veterans. If the economy comes back, Trump's going to win, we've got to do it. Sabotage our trade deals with China. Because they are operating under a civil emergency. And so when we say this, the headline from George Soros' Media Matters is, Alex Jones calls for martial law. No. I'm calling for a defibrillator to the heart. We're in cardiac arrest. We've got a beachhead. Trump's already turned a lot of stuff around, but he's struggling against an entrenched bureaucracy that is belligerently believing that it's the real government. And by declaring Trump in 2016 a Russian ruse and trying to get Trump to agree to that when it's not true, that will then allow them to say to the CIA and 17 other agencies, see, we're operating legitimately under these executive orders of Obama, countering foreign interference, and so shutting down Alex Jones and ordering Google and Twitter and Facebook to shut him down and ordering them to shut down his banking, that's legitimate because it's beyond the Red Scare. So I read the entire 9-page article from Mike Adams, and the most powerful videos at the bottom. So we've moved it to the top on Infowars.com and our posting of it. Emergency report, signed executive orders revealed Trump is planning mass arrests, military tribunals for deep state traitors like Comey, Clinton, and Obama. And yes, Trump is finally understanding that, but the key to this and the missing piece is that we're already under a civil emergency. We're already under a form of international martial law. We're already under that. And tomorrow I'll have all these clips. You've heard them where CNN goes, we need a civil emergency. All their hosts and Michael Moore on MSNBC. We need a civil emergency. We need 25th Amendment. We need Trump removed. We need to not comply with him. The government needs to get rid of this guy. We're going to kill this guy. That's because they are operating through this system. And so Trump has to have a national address. He has to read the executive orders. He has to rescind them and issue his new executive orders removing this criminal emergency group. And this is why they want us off air, because they've said they're getting ready to move against him with the 25th Amendment. I was the first to tell you about that 20 months ago. Now they're all over the news, the New York Times with articles every week about Rod Rosenstein says take him out 25th Amendment, and Comey said take him out 25th Amendment, and oh, Pence wants 25th Amendment. And they are pushing all of this. And you've got the Stay Behind Network saying, oh, don't worry, he's not going to issue executive orders countering the persecution of conservatives and election meddling just 44 days out. So the disinformation is on high, and leftist arms of the CIA and other groups are churning out pure wartime-level lies against the American people, against the liberty movement, and against patriots. But the problem is the fact that this is a form of coup is now becoming mainstream in Congress from Nunes and Graham and others. Lindsey Graham, a bureaucratic coup against Trump being uncovered. That video is coming up. Obama quietly signs Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law in the Defense Authorization Act a month before he left office. That's how they're operating and waging war against the American people. This is how they're running the whole stinking show. The left's gone from denying the deep state exists to saying, yay, deep state, take out Jones, take out Trump, because we're loyal Americans that aren't sold out to the Chi-Coms. We'll be back with the biggest news ever.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
This is a world exclusive on Sunday, the 23rd day of September 2018. We have confirmed that Obama signed executive orders implementing a form of martial law and civil emergency over the United States before he left office in late December 2016. And that this information has been kept from President Trump, not understanding that since the National Security Act in 47 and subsequent acts in the 1960s, 90s, 2000s, and then culminating with Obama, that martial law, COG, national emergency provisions were put in. And national emergency is the rubric under which COG, martial law, civil emergency sits. And under the national emergency that's been reissued every year, since the United States went under the national security state, since that happened, and there was a precursor in 1933 with the War Powers Act that Roosevelt put into place, and it's just been expanding since then. So you can look at 33, 47, 63, 2016, and those are all key dates where the civil emergency of the federal government begins to swallow up the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But the shadow government, the bureaucracy that's been belligerently attacking the First Amendment, attacking President Trump's agenda to turn the economy around, that same belligerent group that refuses to put his picture up at government buildings or inside many VAs today, Obama still hangs, that is the permanent bureaucracy believing it's operating under executive orders of Obama, that Trump is a Russian agent and that InfoWars is a foreign propaganda outfit, so that we should be taken off of banking. We should be taken off of every major media platform. And then once they've set the precedent with us, it's everybody else. So it is so critical that everyone go to InfoWars.com. And there is a 9-page report dealing with how Trump must respond to this. He must declare his own national emergency. Notice the Democrats everywhere are, we want a national emergency. We want the 25th Amendment. We want somebody to kill him. We want his cabinet to remove him. They even had McClatchy with a headline Friday saying, you don't want a 25th Amendment. That would create a national crisis and a civil emergency. That's what they've already got over the federal government. That's how they're ignoring it. It's why they go on the news with Clapper and Brennan and say, we are going to continue to operate as if he isn't even president. And Obama moved in a mile from the White House into his own armored compound, is admittedly running the show from there with the big tech giants. This is all hiding in plain view. But when I talked to Adams a few days ago working on this, and I went back and looked at the executive orders, he was right. We need executive orders and executive action redeclaring the new national emergency in Congress to end the national emergency. But you've got to invoke your own to override the unconstitutional apparatus they've got. Remember, in the last decade, they transferred dictatorial power to the presidency where he could unilaterally negotiate so-called trade deals and pass over national sovereignty like the Trans-Pacific Partnership that, once we got the documents, was the most draconian, authoritarian thing ever imagined. Ended U.S. sovereignty complete. So a complete coup, a fait complete. And so Trump got in, and 2 days in, Trump withdraws from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now think about that. That Hillary and Obama admit in the letter they helped write, that the left back when they had a soul used to oppose. Totally dictatorial. See, people said, oh my God, he's acting like a dictator, Obama. And Hillary said, that's dictatorial that you pulled out. Well, how could he pull out unless you'd given him dictator power? They gave the presidency unconstitutional powers, and that's why they hate Trump so much, because he's only using them to remove the globalist power structure and then transfer the power back to the people and back to the states, just like he said in his inaugural speech. He said, I'm going to use the incredible power of the presidency to remove all this globalism and send it back to you, the people. And that's why they are so scared. Because he's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. He fired all the lobbyists, you name it, and they are so scared. China has a $900 billion trade deficit. He says, you're going to pay $200 billion. They go, no, we're not. He goes, it's going to be $400 billion then. And we're going to trade war with them. Because as Trump said, we've been in a war with them for 40 years, and we're getting our asses kicked because traitors in our government sold us out. So here's the big news flash, ladies and gentlemen. Trump must declare a national emergency. It technically is martial law. They call it a national emergency. And then he can go into those bureaucracies and fire whoever he wants, like Reagan did, the air traffic controllers. That was a form of martial law. And remember, I'm the guy against martial law. I'm the guy against the police state. But when you've got foreign Chi-Com funded groups using COG orders that treasonous presidents put in place, and they're using the fact that they've seized the government to sell us out and sabotage our recovery and say they're going to kill the president, it's dereliction of duty. If Congress will not secure the border, it's in the Constitution that the president has purview over that and over the Navy and over the military, period. Where? On the border and outside the U.S. Lincoln. The South wasn't even one-tenth as belligerent. They were just saying, we're going to do what we want and not pay some taxes. And he sent in gunboats and soldiers and arrested hundreds of newspaper editors and a whole bunch of members of Congress. Trump doesn't even need to do that. But this is beyond that level because they're in the federal government. The South wasn't in the federal government. Let me be clear about this. I had family that were commanding officers in the Civil War. But I can tell you on the side of the South, but I can tell you right now, the South was swindled into that war by British intelligence. And it was wrong. Just like Sam Houston said, former president of Texas, he said, we're being set up. They kicked him out of office, almost tarred and feathered, the founder of Texas, because he dared tell them the truth. But that's a side issue. Now is the time for action against this COG group. Now is the time for the president to declare a civil emergency, a national emergency. And to march in there and to fire and grab all the documents. He says release the secret documents. They belligerently say no. And then he finds out they're going to spike it with some documents that will hurt somebody. So he says, okay, review it. He puts out a draft of an executive order, which is coming. It's all the key points I had law firms put together and send the president and others did. It's the reason they hate my guts. I was sending this to the president a week before we got banned. And people inside the White House called up Tim Cook and others, and they said, you get that piece of garbage off air, or we're going to have to you-know-what him. The president is reading all of it. Well, guess what? The president really doesn't listen to any of you now. So don't worry. There are people a lot smarter than me now breaking it down for him. So good luck. But they got all these headlines. Oh, the White House distances itself from the talk of an executive order to take action against big tech because there is no censorship. Yeah, they just banned James Woods on Twitter. We're making fun of soy boys. Yeah, they're totally trying to steal this election, and they're doing it through their own form of martial law. Well, guess what? That whole criminal network in San Francisco better fill their hand, because America just woke up.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, I've covered a lot of stuff that up until that point was the most important thing I'd ever covered, but this is hands down the most incredible information, the most powerful information. The reason they want us shut down with only 44 days out is I was just search engineering during the break. CNN calls for coup against Trump. New York Times calls for coup. Wall Street Journal, Washington Post talk about coup inside the White House against Trump. It's all right here. Lindsey Graham went on national television and said there's a bureaucratic coup against Trump being uncovered. Remember, I've been hammering this, but the big revelation is if Trump doesn't declare his own national emergency like every other president has done, it leaves the past emergencies in place, and what the last president set up is there, just like the TPP. Trump wasn't dictatorial getting out of that. They gave him dictator power, Obama, to get into it. Only the dictator power got us out. Now, there have been dictators in history that took over dictatorships that dissolved the dictatorships. They're talking about Assad trying to do that to Syria. I'm not saying Trump should become a dictator. He should implement his own emergency. That's how they're operating belligerently, to remove it. But that's why they go on CNN and say, we've got our own government in place. We're going to kill him. Phil Mudd or Brennan, the Wahhabist and communist, openly. Look it up. Brennan says he's a communist and a Muslim. What he is an American hater. 1 week before Trump got sworn in, he said, you better watch your mouth. And Trump fired him the first day he got in office. And Brennan couldn't believe it. That's how arrogant they are. But a lot of it's an act of bravado, of hubris, of chutzpah, to put on the Invincibility Act while they commit these giant crimes. Yeah, former Mueller deputy on Trump. Government's going to kill this guy. So, the big news here is, yeah, you know we've been under COG, continuity of government. You know about the civil emergencies. You know how each year, I saw it once live on C-SPAN when I was in high school. They march in to the Senate. They go, I have a message from the President of the United States. The Herald comes in, and then they take the Herald's information, and the Congress receives the new emergency from the President. Trump has not declared an emergency in 20 months. Every other president, really back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but it became official under COG by the mid-60s, 63. But the antecedent of it is the War Powers Act, 1933. So Trump must declare the emergency to override their emergency and make the emergency the belligerent deep state allied with communist China. And he should use the trade war we've already been under, losing with China. He's finally lifted our shield, and the globalist traders can't stand it. He should use the fact that America's coming back from the dead as the reason to declare the emergency. Now, again, coming up later, I have my lawyer, constitutional lawyer, coming on about this. I told you a month ago. In fact, type into Bing, because Google's a broken search engine now. Bing at least halfway works. Or DuckDuckGo's good as well. Type into it. So you can see this for yourself, and so it's all crystal clear for everyone. Trump set to sign executive orders stopping big tech censorship. Now, we told you that 6 weeks ago, 1 week before I got banned on now 90-plus platforms. And I got briefings to the president from three law firms. I got briefings to him. I got briefings to Fox News host. I got briefings to a lot of people because everybody else is scared. And I'm not doing this as I'm Mr. Tough Guy, but somebody's got to do it. You can just type into a search engine with the search term Infowars.com after it. Trump administration first shot across big tech giant bow. Warns them of censorship. March 8th, 2018. But we specifically, and this audience has been ringing the alarm and saying, Trump executive orders are coming. Paul wrote an article just 2 weeks ago on it. So, I pointed out that Google's building search engine censorship systems to control the whole population of China. Now that's big news. We pointed out that Apple's moved there and give their code keys to all your Apple IDs and the cloud to the Chinese communists. Now that's mainstream news. That's why we're being attacked. That's why we're being shut down. Not because of Sandy Hook, where they keep saying that I'm attacking families and saying nobody died, when I haven't even entertained people saying that in years. They just pick something in the media that, oh, he's that mean guy. He was mean to kids. That's why he's off the air now. It has nothing to do with that. ABC, CBS, NBC News, all this morning hit me in the morning shows about how what a horrible person I am. Because they don't want you to listen to me. They don't want you to go to Infowars.com and get the article by Mike Adams and the video where he breaks it down, the entire situation. They don't want you to go to the emergency report, Trump planning mass arrests, military tribunals for deep state traitors. And yes, that is the angle. That is the angle that Trump has to go at with the emergency declaration to use a real emergency against their fake emergency that they've used to override what he's done. That's how we've been operating since 1933. He can bring in an emergency to get us out of the emergency, like he did with TPP. He must do it or they will destroy him. They don't want prosperity. They don't want America to win. You can't prove yourself to them, Trump. You can't prove them to the American people. You must take action and remove the cancer. The arrogance of Google. We got clips of this coming up, getting on television and saying that they don't censor any conservatives. We have a huge article coming out tomorrow by Paul Joseph Watson giving 20 bona fide, proven examples of where they admit they're targeting conservatives and nationalists, not just here but worldwide, and I rest my case with this, helping communist China round up dissidents. That tells you right there how evil these groups are. Oh, they're a private company. Bull. They're public commons under federal law. That's how they have liability protection, and they don't block third-party communications unless they're illegal. Now they're just saying, oh, you're hateful. We're going to take you off LinkedIn and get rid of your bank accounts. It's the mark of the beast. It's the global Chinese social score, which they admit's come to America, that we told you 5 years ago was coming. Like Tucker Carlson said, InfoWars is under an unprecedented attack, not because we're wrong, not because we're fake news, but because we're right and people are listening and we're popular and we have courage and we're not backing down. That said, you think I'd start the whole show with how I got banned on PayPal, our main processor for people ordering at InfoWarsStore.com. They gave us 10 business days. That means by the middle of not this week, but next week, it'll be gone. And you know what the rest is? They'll target everything else. It's terrorism. It's what the Nazis did to the Jews. It took their commerce away first. We need executive orders on that front. And when I raised this to the White House in the campaign 6 weeks ago, they said, Alex, we're on it. But if you got some examples, send them to us. They said, don't you know we're going to do executive orders on not targeting conservatives and harassing them for banking because they're already doing it to the NRA. So, Alex, don't worry, we're on it. But I have to say, the law firms and things I had write up reports for them are even better than what the president was being given. And it just backed up what he already knew. So, you've got 8 business days to use PayPal at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest specials ever, but now it is an act of First Amendment and defiance. They do completely shut off our payment processing, and we got to file injunctions and lawsuits. It's going to take a while to get this stuff back up, so you need to get your orders in today at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, and you need to get your products. And we've got other processing systems there as well, but you can choose PayPal now still if you want to. We've got the amazing X2, even though it's selling out permanently. Can't source it or get it anymore. It's amazing. 25% off. Super female vitality and male vitality, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, air filtration, $50 off. You can't beat that deal. Biotrace Selenium, 40% off. We need your support now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to make this as simple as I can. We've gone and reviewed the executive orders, the announcements by the deep state by the Democrats. Obama signed executive orders triggering a national emergency, a civil emergency under COG, and ordered the federal government to resist Donald Trump and the American people. Now, only Trump issuing a new national emergency, something every president has done going back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the War Powers Act, can override the previous martial law provisions. So, yes, I'm calling for the president to declare martial law, not in the sense of troops on the street, but in the civil emergency that Obama and the Democrats are operating under. We have all the documents. Mike Adams is going to be breaking this down later in an article on InfoWars.com. We have Obama. We have the Democrats. We have them all admitting they're operating under COG. And then Mike Adams was telling me when he was writing this article yesterday, he said, he's a really smart guy. He said, Alex, he's got to declare martial law. And I said, well, really, it's a national emergency to counter their national emergency. You could call it martial law, but in the legal parlance, that's not actually what they're doing. It's far deeper than that. It's not just some tanks on the streets during riots. So see the documents for yourself. It's on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. It's all there. With the video, breaking it down, and we'll have Mike Adams joining us in the last 30 minutes, then back on the show tomorrow. But here's the headline. Reminder, the 25th Amendment requires political apocalypse. CNN, that's Friday, calling for apocalypse. Warren, time to use 25th Amendment on Trump. It's very senator literally working against me and getting me kicked off the internet. I mean, it's incredible. Lindsey Graham, a bureaucratic coup against Trump being uncovered. It's not that we're extreme. They're the ones doing this under the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. That's what they're ordering big tech to take me off the web with, saying in the hearings I'm a Russian agent. And behind the scenes trying to set me up, folks. I'm not at liberty to get into it, but it's beyond anything you've ever seen on television. So here it is. The 2016 election makes it clear it's time to rewrite the rules of presidential succession. The Atlantic. So I'm going to say it very simply. Obama already declared a civil emergency martial law. He has sleeper cells all over the federal government calling it the resistance. And they're resisting the election of 2016 because Queen Hillary, the princess, the god, didn't make it. I was talking to Mark Rundaz, and he said, they hate you and they're coming after you because you basically politically, they think, and we were part of it, our audience was, politically assassinating that crazy witch and what she wanted to do. And so they want to send the message that I've got to pay and you've got to pay. We're going to Mark Rondazza. He'll be with us 30 minutes in the next hour. But first, Paul Watson did a report on this. James Woods suspended. Then they end up banning you from Twitter over satirical meme that could impact elections. So anything that can impact the election against Democrats is now being removed. That's right. We're going to be getting to all of that. The silencing of James Woods. And now they're going after our banking. PayPal saying, you didn't violate terms of service. We're just following our morals. Oh, like when you work with communist China and Google runs censorship apps and helps round up dissidents who have their organs taken, or Apple runs the very worst factories in China with suicide nets and calls the Communist Party if you get uppity and try to unionize and they kill you. But Tim Cook's gay, so it's okay. As long as you're gay. Hell, if Hitler would have just been openly gay, he was bisexual, then it would have been okay, I guess. I mean, this is sick. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's their yardstick. But, oh, I'm the bad guy, and once my domino falls, it's everybody. So, let's play this Paul Watson report, and we're going right to Mark Rondazzo, one of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country, who I should also have represents me, and we're going to get into this ongoing purge. He made some incredible points this morning when we talked for about 45 minutes. I wanted to repeat some of them here on Sunday night. But first, here's Paul Watson's report. Well, that's always spectacular when we go to something and it doesn't play, but hey, that gives us more time with Mark Rondazzo. The Paul Watson Report will be coming up here. Good to have you here with us. Just kind of kick off the things you were saying this morning because they're so dead on, and why you think this purge is accelerating and how dangerous it is. You have all these companies linked up because, you know, we know in China most of it's private, but it's state controlled. And it's the same thing here. The Democrats say, take me off. I'm being taken off. A bunch of other people are being taken off. And then we're told, oh, these are private companies. I mean, this is super, super dangerous. But Google says they're not targeting any conservatives. All right. Mark, I apologize. We've got a major problem in there in Patch Central with our computer system today. So we're going to find out what's going on with that and get to that if we are able to today. So we are having very, very rare technical difficulties in our radio/TV system with getting audio out to everybody out there. But we will try to go into the next hour. I'm on air, right, guys? Okay, well, it's good to know. Good to know I'm on air. And so we'll continue to try to move forward as best I can. We're building a lot of new studios and a lot of new training, and a lot of new people in. And it's just an amazing time to be alive. But I cannot stress to the audience, I cannot stress to the listeners, I cannot stress to anybody just how incredibly central, just how incredibly important it is that you understand that now you hear about martial law, now you hear about COG and 25th Amendment, everything you've heard from me for 20-something years, because it was always a threat to the Republic, and the Democrats are in government ignoring Trump, ignoring the law, ignoring prosperity, ignoring everything we're trying to do, because Obama put this stuff in place, and because of his leadership and the Hillary network and the Democrats and everything you see out of Maxine Waters and all the rest of them saying we're going to remove this guy, they are blocking everything. And they have gone to the next level when it comes to deception. And they are doing everything you see in authoritarian countries while they're trying to cloud things and act like, oh, this is no big deal what's happening. No. What's happening in this country has never been done before. What's happening in this nation has never unfolded before. What we are seeing take place in this nation is the absolute destruction of all of our Western civilization values. And every day, prominent conservatives are being restricted, or prominent conservatives are being banned, or prominent conservatives are being removed off of the airwaves because they're nationalist and because they stand up for sovereignty and they stand up for what is right. They stand up for decency and they stand up for honor and they stand up for saving our constitutional republics. And they want to use intimidation and bullying, and they think you're a bunch of cowards. They think you're going to roll over to anything and everything, and they think you're all a bunch of soy boys that'll let Silicon Valley tell you how to run your life and what you can read and what you can see. Now, we do have, I'm told, audio again, and Mark Randazza. Mark, good to have you here, constitutional lawyer. Tell us what's coming up in the next hour.
Well, you know, you were talking before about how Google said that they don't target conservatives. I'm finding that a little bit hard to believe. I find it hard to believe when you look at any of these Silicon Valley companies and what they've done. You know, but it's really troubling that, you know, I keep getting in arguments with liberals, which, you know, I consider myself to be one. And I say, I remember when we were always a little bit concerned about corporate control. And we were all upset when there was consolidation of media. And we're always the ones screaming for net neutrality. And now, you know, when it's cut somebody that they don't like, the answer is, well, these are private companies. They can do whatever they want. Isn't this wonderful? And, you know, you don't think about the fact that what is going to happen when this tool gets used in another way. I mean, this has been a progressive move. First you go for the Nazis, then you go for Milo, now you go for Alex Jones. And at what point do you have any limitations on it? And I think that that's a problem when you have these companies that have taken over the public square. The online public square is now these few companies. And now they got away with it online, and now they're going into banking. And it's like, you know, I have clients who are conservatives who literally cannot open a bank account because they've been blacklisted solely because of their politics. That's not America. You know, that's the Red Scare. That is exactly what McCarthyism was, except it was against communism. And I know that many of your viewers probably say, great, it's okay that communists were suppressed, but, you know, you see this same tool happening again.
Well, actually, most of my viewers wouldn't say that, but the issue here is this is beyond McCarthyism. Oh, Hollywood blacklisted some people and wouldn't buy their scripts anymore? Okay, I think buy whoever's scripts as long as the public wants to see it. With us, they want me completely off the air. They don't want us to be able to bank. They don't want our listeners to be able to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy products. They're totally abusing their power of this tech giant monopoly. It's a total monopoly. It's criminal. And it's the mark of the beast. We'll be right back with Mark Randazza in hour number two. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Introduce